Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, February 3rd, 2020, and this is Vitalogy. Happy Master Your Mindset Monday. Yes, it is, and I am excited about it. It's one of my favorite things to do, to talk to you about life and such things. And you know what? One of the reasons is because I wish that more wisdom had been imparted to me as I was growing up and as a young adult. I received a lot of encouragement, probably like a lot of you, about many things. But where I think myself and many of us may have missed it as parents is explaining about a lot of life's ups and downs and the stuff that surrounds us and, you know, providing more insight and information. You know, we give discipline real good and we give direction, but sometimes without all the details that can impact them and us in that moment or in the future. So I learned so much of my insights and wisdom the hard way at the School of Hard Knocks. And I'm telling you, some of those knocks were really, really hard. But as a result, my common sense has reached the level of uncommon real talk sense, thank God. And I have really learned some things. I talk about it a lot. I write about it a lot on social media often. And I talk about it here on Master Your Mindset. Talk to people who reach out to me for insight and wisdom about some issues, and I love it. So it was only normal and natural that I would turn it into a radio show, huh? And you know what else? We have the pleasure of having another great mindset guru bringing her positive energy and inspiration and know-how and knowledge and experience to these here airways, the one and only superstar, R, Cassandra McShepherd. And today, we plan to fill your mind with some powerful insights that will help you show up in life like a boss. Welcome, Cassandra.
Silver, always a pleasure, always a pleasure. I'm tickled about this conversation that we're about to have.
So am I. I'm tickled about all of them, but yeah, I hear you. So let's get rolling. You know, there's this thing everybody's saying, you know, when there's a certain amount of confidence or positioning or attitude about winning, it's like a boss. And I really like it because I see it as a level of doing and being that, you know, in life that can be achieved, you know, admired for people. And that's why I want to talk about it. You know, lack of confidence and lack of assertiveness and, you know, giving in to other types of negative norms can be a problem for many people who are trying to show up strong in various areas of their personal and professional life. So I just thought it made sense for us to toss it around a little bit today. So you've heard that, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll start out talking about the attitude that kind of, you know, frames it. And, you know, I don't know that I know the all of it, but I and you too experience a lot of people on a lot of levels. And so I think we can speak pretty, you know, pretty succinctly to the attitude in a boss, you know, like a boss. One of the things I wrote down was being authentic, engaging, and energetic. You know, when I wrote a lot of my notes today, I was thinking, you know, a lot of what I learned, I said I learned the hard way and through the School of Hard Knocks, but I also had a lot of training initially in my early life about some of these things, and attitude was actually one of them. But I wanted to make sure there's a really good understanding about you know, don't keeping a smile on your face is one thing, but keeping a smile in your attitude is another. So I said that to say because I encounter people, even in professional environments where I show up thinking that we're going to engage a certain kind of way, and often there's a different response or a type of engagement where it's not quite as energetic or positive, and it doesn't have anything to do with the event or the purpose of whatever is going on. I'm talking about individuals who should be showing up like a boss, but there is a lack of the appropriate type of engagement. Now, I said that to say, don't ever leave that up to somebody else, how you're showing up with your attitude. That is something that sometimes we get lost in and think, oh, they didn't say this, or they ignored me, or they didn't smile at me, did they forget I was in the room, blah, 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 blah. So we have to make sure our showing up is what matters most, not because of somebody's triggering it to be more positive or more accepting or whatever. We have to remember to own it and to make sure that we are showing up with not just that smile on our face, but a smile in our attitude as well. Cassandra?
Silver, a lot of times I think the discrepancy comes because we might have varying definitions of or examples of what a boss is. We all know that not every boss is qualified to be like a boss in the terms that you and I are speaking of. And so I think mm-hmm. that it is, as in all things, critical to come to an understanding, for you to identify for yourself the attributes that a boss has.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I look
mm-hmm.
at my bosses, I don't see it. I don't see the like a boss thing. However, I have for myself a definition of what a boss is. And so I think that that is absolutely first, because we can't successfully reach and achieve anything that is fuzzy and unclear. And as you said, when that is and then we certainly can't expect anybody else to understand that definition. But it's not about applying it to others that they fit in. It's about us having a framework to grow into. And when I think about confidence, if that's not a muscle you build, I don't know what is.
True. That's very true. That's very true. And you used a word that I think is very important, because that word is something that I think is teachable and trainable, and that's attributes. Certain things we can be born with, or certain things we can grow up in environments with, and we become that.
Mm-hmm.
But attributes are critical to our confidence. And a lot of us
yes.
have to overcome certain things to get to the point where we are showing up confident the way we need to. I often think about how interacting with others is so important to being seen. And I don't mean seen because you need attention. I mean being seen because maybe there's a goal or an intention that's involved in the interaction, and it's necessary for you to have a certain attribute, for instance, of likability perhaps. And we just don't often think about it in those types of terms. Are you likable? Are you a person who can display a certain type of friendliness or approachability in your interactions? Those are the kinds of attributes that we have to work on. Now, you can't learn those listening. You can't learn all of those things in 30 minutes. That's not our point. The point of us having this conversation today is, again, because sometimes these things are not broken down enough into your understanding, or it may not be pointed out to you in certain environments, perhaps at work or in business settings. that this is what it is. And so you'll have to listen today with a really keen kind of instinct and hearing to actually know if any of these things actually pinpoint where you are and if they need some crafting or if they need certain type of development. Now, my guess would be for all of it, there's probably something. So that word attributes really fits well into the presentation of showing up like a boss, showing up confidence, and showing up with confidence and showing your own personal and professional power. Another thing I have written down, Cassandra, is our professionalism. And by that, you know, we think of a certain thing as, again, a lot of people just think you can look a certain way and that's your strong point. That's your showing up like a boss. And it does play a role depending on what it is that you do. But I'm talking, again, about a consciousness as an employee or a professional or a business owner or just as whatever it is that you do. How you say what you say and how you do what you do is always going to be recognized by someone. And so we have to have a certain level of consciousness about how we are communicating, and not just communicating with our mouth, how we're communicating with our eyes, how we're communicating with our attitude. And it's something that really can play out as beneficial to you in so many environments, so many settings, and with so many people. How you treat people on a professional level can be the key that opens the door to another step, to your success, to engagements on other levels. It plays a critical role. And one of the things and this is going to sound so funny, but this is a great way to practice how you say what you say and do what you do. A few years ago, I made the decision that I needed to treat everybody on a professional level, and even my personal relationships and my family members even. And when I say, I don't mean I'm talking business to them in actuality, but I recognize that how I say what I say and how I do what I do shows another level of regard in respecting how I handle them in certain ways. And it really does work because it makes me often stop and think about what I'm doing, how they're hearing it, how I need the type of response to whatever it is I'm engaging in. So if you need some practice on the people that you are close up with that are surrounding you every day, and really refine those particular attributes about how you say what you say and do what you want to do, you'll be surprised at the results. Cassandra?
Yeah, Silver, I would definitely agree. At some point throughout what you were sharing, I thought, phone a friend. People, because a mm-hmm. lot of times, if we are not connected to ourselves, we really don't have a very a good read on how we show up, on how we read the imprints and impressions that we are leaving on people or casting even when we walked in the room. You said what you do and what you say, and I would like to say you said what you say and what you do, and I would like to say what you do and what you say, but what you do, because many of us have told half our business before we open our mouths. Everything about us, the way we show up visually, the way we read, speaks to some sort of belief or decision that we have made about ourselves. And it would behoove us to get an idea as to how we read. What do we cast when we walk in a room and deal with that? A lot of people think that it's my way or the highway, and you're right. It would be You would be on the highway if you don't figure out how to assimilate into the world that you live in. When you talk about being a boss, we're talking about showing up like a boss. We're not talking about a sole proprietorship where it's just you and you. We're talking about getting getting it in this world that we live in. And so you're absolutely right, Silver. It really does matter. And it's not about selling out. It's about growing up and to find out how you land on people, because we all do. We all of us do. And it's not about pleasing everybody, but it's about understanding the impression that you make. And once you get that read, then groom that. Again, being a boss is not about making everybody happy. But once you, as we talked about, coming up with that definition of what a boss is to you, for me, it's one of personal integrity. It's one where my word is law. It's one where I do me first. I fill my cup and you can have the overflow. So I have all of these standards for myself, and I walk in and through and with those. And don't have many problems, Silver.
Right. Well, I know this about you.
But I'll take responsibility of doing this myself. Because, you know, this is the other thing. This is the truth. And you and I are both grown enough, or many of your listeners, we are grown enough to realize, if we think about it, everybody's scared. Nobody. Most people don't really know what they're doing. A lot of people in the supervisor position, in the boss position, got there not because they're qualified, not because they worked up and earned it, because they knew somebody, because they have a degree or something that you don't. It's not about, you really get to decide the standard, the definition of this boss competent attitude yourself, and then commit to it. Because as we say often in these conversations, we teach people how to treat us. We show them what they're seeing. But you got to see it first. You got to check yourself first. So you're telling the truth.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And the next thing I have is actions, and this kind of flows right into what you just said, Cassandra. I remember the story, and this happened within the last year in a professional environment. An employee told me about a person who had applied, I may have shared the story, had applied for a really nice position within the company, and how she showed up was truly like a boss. I mean, it was awesome, and very, it gave a great impression in every way, and got the job, landed the job, really good money, really great position. But 3 weeks later, she shared all of it, the look, the attitude, the savvy communication, like it was coming out of a costume. And I know it's an incredible story, but it's a real story. And it's even, I can give more details, but it's just not good. But I'm saying that to say, and these are things that what we're talking about today, I hope can be helpful. Because when we talk about showing up like a boss and being confident, it can't. What we're talking about does not. Once you get it, you can't take it off. It's real. It's a real thing. You've internalized it. You've worked for it. You've earned it. It is who you are. You are one with it. So it's important to really know that if you can, you know, go into an interview like that, but that's not really who you are. That particular failure, she lost the job, by the way. That particular failure is going to happen over and over again because you're still, they say fake it till you make it. But if you're constantly faking it and you're constantly losing, you're not making it. So it's important to do whatever you need to do to develop the skill set, the attributes, like Cassandra said, that actually build your confidence for real, that makes it real inside you. Now, the thing you're almost, well, no, you're not almost, you're actually practicing in every situation. But after a while, again, it becomes so internalized. It becomes so who you are, you don't have to think about it anymore. You just show up with that level of confidence. You show up like a boss because you are a boss. So it's important to really look at where you are in this whole dynamic of being a boss. Maybe you really aren't there yet, but you know how to look like it. Well, if you know how to look like it, work on how to become an actual boss, because it's a fun place to be. We're not saying it because we think that's the only way you can be successful in life. Some areas of work and professional situations, it's required. Otherwise, you don't get in the door. You don't get seen. You don't get the job. You don't get the same success factors. That's just a real deal. But depending on who you are and what you do, that may not matter. But for those who do, we're talking to you today. Cassandra and I both know, because over the years we've worked with so many people on these particular areas, both women and men, on building these types of skills to show up that way. And so it helps you, even if you don't use it as a professional, it helps you in your own personal life as well. I think about a scene from a movie that's coming up with Issa Rae, and I can't think of the male actor's name, but in the particular scene they're trying to meet each other, and it turns out to be a little bit awkward, and it's a very cute scene. Can hardly wait to, as an aside, can hardly wait to see that movie. But it's how we often find ourselves in certain situations and other circumstances as well. If we're well prepped, if we're well developed, if we're well rehearsed, we don't particularly find ourselves feeling insecure in those types of situations, and that's what you want to work toward. You may feel a little fear, like Cassandra mentioned, but overall, you showing up like a boss means you just ain't scared. That's part of it. You just ain't scared. That's the bottom line. Cassandra?
Yeah, I think about the story you talked about, and I think about, they say oftentimes in this whole dating world or game, that people send their representative. And the representative is usually good for a couple of weeks, a month, maybe, if it's a really good representative. But then we revert back to that truth that we are. In other words, we have put on the suit. We know we borrowed the suit, but it's time to return it. And who you really are comes out. And as we talked about in the earlier part of this conversation, identifying what those attributes of a boss are for you, and then cultivating the behavior within yourself. And the beautiful thing about being a boss, as we are using it in, for the sake of this conversation, is and certainly old girl was fired because she was lying. I think we should all fire the representative and tell the truth from the inside out. The good thing about being a boss in situations, bosses create comfort zones. Now, I'm not talking about the person that you report to or your supervisor or that person that is, in many cases, in the position, and everybody knows they're not qualified, including themselves. I'm talking about the boss mentality creates a comfort zone. If you think about the kind of person who has it, who is doing it, creates an environment where you don't have to take care of them. You don't have to support them. You don't have to fix them. And they are, in as a result, available to create that same kind of energy for you to grow and blossom in, or to assist you should you fall. That's the beauty of handling your own business. It's you, and that, Silver, is, as I said, the volumes that you are speaking, half, if not three-quarters of your business that you are telling somebody before you even open your mouth, all of that reads. When you walk in a room, I mean, when you know you got you, like the I got this, and that this is you, you walk different. When you know your suit is owned, not borrowed by the representative, you wear it different. And even though people cannot articulate what it is they are seeing, they see it. Even though they could not articulate it in a language in response to you, they know it. That's what it's about, and it's all personal. It's all about you. You're the only one that can make you a boss, and you can never be fired from that position once you get it, ever.
That's absolutely right. And that just leaves one more point that we don't even have to elaborate on a lot because you just said so much about it. And I almost hesitated to put appearance in, but it is important. It's highly important in many situations. Well, I you know, you've said so much just in your last statement. The only thing I think I can say to add to that is show up like you do know where you're going. That's so important. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't on any kind of regular basis try to dress myself to please anybody. I like to love how I look myself. And I don't mean that in any kind of way either that's vain. I just know how I want to look from head to toe. It's really about me feeling a certain kind of way and a level of confidence about how I put myself together. I do care about where I'm going. I want it to be sure I'm, you know, fitting in as far as, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing, whatever my intention is for where I'm going. But I think it's important for any individual to consider show up in a way that I want to feel respected when I'm engaging with people. I want to feel regarded. I don't want to be overlooked. And I say that to mean how I look can sometimes determine the responses, like Cassandra just said, that I'm going to get from other people. That's where the pivotal factor is in it. What are you needing? Are you showing up in a way that you're wanting some top level treatment, engagement, favor, but you don't look the part? If you're going to deal with those kind of people, you're going to have to look the part. And whether it's I don't just categorically mean that in that it has to be certain levels of individuals, wherever it is, whatever level it is, it's really more important about you. Like Cassandra was saying, and I'm saying, show up like you know where it is that you're going to and what you need to get from that situation. That's important. Well, Cassandra, we are at the end of things here. And I want to thank you because your insight is so wonderful. If you can say something in 30 seconds that you need to say, you can. I know you always have something
As far as the appearance, I mean, I've made a lot of money telling people what to look like as a clothing designer. So certainly I think that that's important. But I just, again, want to remind people that what you are showing up as, how you show up, is speaking about you. It's speaking about your belief system. It is our survival nature as human beings to look at somebody at any and every situation and judge it. It's not nice, but it's real. As human beings, that's the way we're made. So we look and judge everything that we're seeing. And if you understand that, and it's not personal, but certain things mean certain things. I don't show up as a party planner for elegant events in Birkenstocks and cutoff jeans. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
it makes sense.
As you said, you've got to know how to dress where you're going. And it matters.
Absolutely. Well,
it matters.
It does, sis. Thank you so much. I hate to cut you off, but
always,
we'll do it again in another month. Okay. Thanks for being
here
with me today. All right. Enjoy
always
the rest of your day. Talk to you soon. All right.
Yes.
And I want to thank all of you just as much for staying with us today. I'm going to have to wrap it up real quick, but I appreciate you. And be sure you share the show. In the meantime, have a great day. Be good, be blessed, and be awesome.